Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, perfect for those late-night strolls or simply enjoying the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF and Shin Bet reported earlier today that they have eliminated Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in hostage-related activities. Also in the past hour, the U.S. military has struck strategic targets in southern Iran, including bridges and a railway line. This marks a significant shift in their approach. Also this hour, Iran has reportedly instructed Hezbollah and its allies to prepare for a broader conflict potentially involving Israel. This comes after overnight U.S. strikes in the region. Separately, the IDF has detained Israeli civilians who spent a day across the Syrian border, raising concerns about a growing security issue. And finally, Sunday's World Cup final between Argentina and Spain has become a proxy battleground for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with online supporters fueling tensions. From X, the latest, Middle East 24, a regional news service posted just minutes ago about a major bust in the Red Sea. Yemeni forces seized a vessel carrying weapon parts allegedly headed to the Houthis. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported hearing explosions in several Iranian provinces, including Bushehr and Bandar Abbas, earlier today. Al Arabiya English noted, just earlier, that the U.S. military has launched strikes against Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, the IDF and Shin Bet have confirmed the operation targeting this key Hamas figure, responsible for hostage activities. This development is a strategic blow to Hamas operations, as reported by Walla. Turning to the U.S. strikes in Iran, earlier today, CENTCOM confirmed attacks aimed at disrupting logistical routes in southern Iran. The targets included several bridges and a railway line, indicating a shift in U.S. strategy, according to Israel Hayom. This move could escalate tensions in the region further. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that Iran has advised Hezbollah and other allies to brace for a potential conflict involving Israel. This follows U.S. airstrikes in the region that killed 8 people. The situation highlights the volatile nature of regional alliances and the potential for wider violence. Separately, the IDF detained several Israeli civilians who crossed into Syria. This occurred near Majd al-Shams and the Golan Heights, reflecting a worrying trend of border transgressions. Ynet notes this poses significant security concerns for Israel. And finally, the JTA highlights how the upcoming World Cup final has taken on a political dimension. Supporters online have turned the Argentina-Spain match into a symbolic conflict, reflecting differing views on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. This underscores how global events can become arenas for political expression. On the economic front, first, Japanica restaurants are facing a crisis as criminal conflicts have scared away customers. Israel Hayom Business reports a noticeable decline in patrons due to recent violence. Separately, Moody's has adjusted Israel's growth forecast, citing ongoing war risks that strain the economy. While Israel retains a Ba1 rating, growth prospects remain uncertain, according to CTEC. And finally, the High Court has intervened on a new law concerning Haredi draft dodgers. Globes reports the law's suspension following its enactment by the Knesset adds another layer of complexity to Israel's legal and social landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.